sports betting might be the least controversial part of Proposition DD. It's actually where those tax revenues will go that gets a bit complicated. Some projections of revenue from those taxes range from $10 to $29 million in the first year, which is supposed to go towards financing projects listed in the Colorado Water Plan.
This has broad support, the Colorado Water Plan. And the reason it does is because it funds a variety of important measures to make Colorado use its water more efficiently, to conserve the water that we have, and to spend money on the types of projects that are very difficult to fund otherwise.
Tony Massaro is the outreach coordinator at Business for Water Stewardship, one of the primary groups advocating for Proposition DD and the Colorado Water Plan. He told KDNK that water conservation projects are difficult to finance because using less water means less money for water utilities and water rights holders.
The way conservation works is water utilities invest in conservation, they sell less water, they bring in less money, they have less ability to fund those kinds of projects. So the Colorado Water Plan steps in and Amendment DD steps in and our proposal DD and says we're going to have sports betting as a mechanism to pay for some of these projects.
There are a number of projects listed in the Colorado Water Plan. All of them were determined by basin roundtables from the 10 different river basins in the state, including the Colorado River Basin. From each basin, we can find all kinds of conservation projects, such as a watershed restoration in Durango or a floodplain restoration project in Steamboat Springs, as well as irrigation infrastructure upgrades along the Front Range, among many others. But Tony says each of the river basins have also identified water storage projects, many of which are reservoir expansions. Andy Mueller is the general manager at Colorado River District with an office in Glenwood Springs. He said there's an estimated $3 billion shortfall in funding for the Colorado Water Plan, hence the push for external funding sources like Proposition DD. He confirms that funds from DD could go towards dams or storage expansions.
Yes, it might. It might pay for a dam and it might pay for a reservoir or contribute money towards that. But if it were doing so, it is my understanding the way that those funds have been used and would continue to be used is that that dam would have to, and the proponents would have had to show the environmental, recreational, and other societal values that are being met by the creation of that.
Andy argues that dams, if constructed and managed properly, can be used to mitigate some of the effects of climate change, and gives a local example.
2018 was a really good example of that, right, where we saw the frying pan, the flows within the frying pan crashing, the temperatures rising, the Roaring Fork had voluntary fishing restrictions put on it because the temperatures were so high and the flows were low. And what the water supply community was able to do, the Colorado River District in particular, brought together stakeholders, all of whom agreed to release their water free of charge out of the reservoir so that it would drop the temperatures in the water in the river in the frying pan, increase the flows for fish health, help the Roaring Fork as it went through Glenwood. And so I would argue that dams, while they can be bad for an environment and can be deemed to be anti-environmental, if we design them right and we use them right, they can often mitigate the impacts of climate change.
After that recording, the Colorado River District officially endorsed Proposition DD at one of their meetings. They're now one of a number of groups who support Proposition DD. On the other side of the argument, the primary, if not only opposing group, is Coloradans for Climate Justice, headed by Gary Walkner, a river activist from the Front Range.
The water plan is what we call an all-the-above plan, so it kind of supports everything, including new dams and diversion. And it's even supported a new large proposed dam over on the West Slope on the White River. And it even supports using that water for energy development, quote-unquote, which is, of course, fracking over there in your part of the state. And so because the water plan supports dams and diversions, that's why we oppose it, quite literally.
Gary told KDNK that Coloradans for Climate Justice don't have a dog in the fight when it comes to sports gambling. They only oppose Proposition DD because they specifically oppose the Colorado Water Plan. He also says the language of Proposition DD is not specific enough, meaning the types of projects that get funded will vary depending on the legislature. pointing out the political nature of such a process, and describing the funds from Proposition DD as a, quote, slush fund.
This is the worst possible kind of approach to deal with any sort of pollution or environmental damage, is that the corporation causes it and the public has to pay for it. And so, you know, I would encourage people to just think a little more broadly about exactly what's going on here and exactly what kind of precedent it sets. The public should not pay for climate damage, period.
In addition to Business for Water Stewardship and Colorado River Districts, other groups supporting Proposition DD are Western Resource Advocates, Denver Water, and the Colorado Cattlemen's Association, as well as a few others. If you'd like to learn more about the specific language of Proposition DD or the groups supporting it, I recommend a website called Ballotpedia. For KDNK, I'm Lucas Turner.